Hi, you're listening to Boggy Talk, Faith Conversations in the Mud, a resource of Church on Bayshore.
Well, hey, and thanks for joining us today on Boggy Talk. This is our special Christmas episode.
So. It's our funky Christmas.
All right.
Boggy Talk.
And it's Noggy Talk.
Noggy Talk.
You're
going to
accidentally
so
call
sorry.
It Noggy Talk when we resume.
Yeah, you're right.
So I've never had eggnog. And
like legit eggnog or
either
or
no I haven't had boggy nog. I haven't had Baptist eggnog. I've never and so somebody in our life group gave me some at our life group party.
Baptist eggnog,
and they gave me Baptist eggnog, so okay. I'm gonna try it and I will have a report next year.
It's cold, right? Isn't it like?
It's cold. No. I mean, they brought it.
It's
I mean, I'm
warm.
Sure, yeah.
Milk.
Ruth and Josh Brady brought it to us, and they said their only request is their daughter wants a video of me trying it for the first time. So I was like, all right.
Are you doing the gallon challenge of eggnog?
Oh.
That would be.
Nathan
gross.
Loves it.
I
My
cannot.
Son Nate loves it. I just can't.
Yeah, eggnog.
Just,
Yeah.
Well, we're going to switch things up today, and since this is the fun episode, we're passing
Usually
it off
it's not
to
fun.
Justin.
We're passing it off to Justin.
It's all fun,
oh, it's like old
know.
Times to get to host again. Look, listen.
See you, Kelly.
Bye, guys. It's been
no,
fun.
No, people are like turning it off. No, she's staying. Promise.
She's here.
Promise. So, yeah, wrapping it up, we're keeping things light today because we've talked about some heavy stuff this season, some deep stuff, and today we're just having a little fun because that's what we have margin for today.
Yeah.
So what we're gonna do today? I got a few games planned, but we're gonna start today just with a little discussion about Christmas songs. We're gonna do our top five and our bottom five Christmas songs. So.
Okay.
Let's start with our top because that's a little more fun to talk about. Oh, actually, that one's more fun. But let's talk about our favorite Christmas songs, and we'll just round robin this. All right. So to
does
the
that
left,
mean 5-5-5-4-4-4.
1-1-1-1. 1-1.
Oh,
one.
So
we'll
go
just go
one.
Around.
So number one, ladies first.
Okay. I'll Be Home for Christmas.
That's your favorite Christmas song?
I guess. I don't know.
That's sweet. Were you like? But you're like. Family's all like, were you ever apart from your family?
No.
Like,
so I don't, I mean, I guess, I think it's because of my older sisters, like when they would come home,
yeah.
Then it'd be like,
yeah, that's
okay,
true. Yeah. Because
you know.
Your older sisters are, yeah, they were
older.
Away.
Yeah.
They're older.
They
like you're a good bit younger.
Yeah,
than,
exactly.
I mean, no offense if they're listening. They're not,
they're
so young.
Not, but.
Well, because I love Jesus, Kelly.
Okay.
Mine's Oh Holy Night.
Oh.
Did you guys pick all Christian songs? Because
no.
I was like, oh.
No. No, but Oh
okay.
Holy Night.
Oh Holy
I mean,
Night.
Just,
that is, yes.
Yeah.
I'm dittoing. That's
it's
my
so
number
good.
One. I mean, because when you sing that and you're like, long lay the world in
sin and error pining.
Till
he appeared and the woo! Soul felt its worth.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And then
I mean,
one
but
day,
you'll be home for Christmas.
But then one day we'll all be home for Christmas.
That's right. Oh,
oh look at that. Look at that Jesus juice.
That
right there.
Good.
Thank you
all
for weaving that in somehow.
Okay.
All right. All right, number two.
I just don't know if I can share now because I think these are all secular Christmas.
No, keep going.
Okay. Another secular song, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas.
Oh,
that
you
that
probably
is,
did dream of white Christmas.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah, we never got those. Yeah.
But they weren't like the ones you used to know, right?
No. Nope.
I think I like made up a version of that song one time.
Yeah.
My number two is also spiritual, O Come All Ye Faithful.
That's a good
that's
one
a good
as
one.
Well.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So many
good versions of that, too.
Yeah
there are. My next one is the classic, the Christmas song. Chestnuts roasting on an open. That's just when you hear that song, you're like, it is
Jack
Christmas.
Frost nipping
your nose. At your nose. I mean, it's kind of cheesy, but it is so. It's just quintessentially Christmas.
Yeah.
Does it depend who sings it?
I mean, I think for that one, definitely like the classic.
Me.
Yeah.
Jane Frost version of that. He walks down the halls in the office just serenading. Yeah. I don't know of other besides like the classic version.
Who
I'm
sings
sure
the Christmas song? Nat King Cole?
Is it? I think
no,
Bing Crosby did it original.
Bing Crosby,
yeah,
that's what
it's original.
Okay.
I'm sure Nat King Cole has a great version of
sure
it too.
Does.
Yeah, anything
so.
By him.
Yeah.
All right, my next one, my
number
first
three?
Christian one. But you guys are gonna laugh at this.
It's
one.
About time.
Some Amy Grant, Breath of Heaven.
Yeah.
I don't even know that. What?
What? You don't know this song?
No.
You know this song?
I don't.
Kelly, sing it. Ready?
I can't sing it right now, but.
It's like, it's called Mary's Song sometimes, like Breath of Heaven. It's
how's it
like,
go?
It's like, I have traveled.
It's like
many
on Mary's perspective.
And it's, but the chorus is like, Breath of Heaven.
Hold me together.
Hold me together.
I really.
You've heard it. You've heard it.
But it's a Christmas song?
It's a Christmas song.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
Actually, it's a classic Amy Grant song.
It's very classic.
My number three, now secular, is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
That is
by
a good
Frank
one.
Sinatra.
That's a good one. Yeah.
The original.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah.
That's kind of like that Christmas song, I just when it's playing and yeah.
It's good. Number three for me is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Mainly if you just the lyrics of that, especially as you get into the second and third verses, which aren't really as, you know, sung as much as the first one, but not as well known. But so good. Christ by highest heaven and Lord, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time, behold him come, offspring of the virgin. It's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Hark the Herald.
Love it. All right, my next one. Carol of the Bells.
Yeah.
You know, just a cool song.
It is. Yeah.
We need to do that with electric guitar.
I think we've got some electric guitar
in like 5 years.
Who could do that. I think we got some.
We're getting there.
That.
We're getting there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Laughing at this mug. Sorry.
Yeah, that is a great mug.
And this is probably new on my top five. It's really grown on me. It's Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. Like, that is just.
Yeah, that is a good one.
It's just such a good.
Aren't we singing that?
Song.
We are. We sang it, and we're singing it on Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
You're number four?
Number four. I'm going to go ridiculous on this. It is not, I wouldn't say it's like musically the best song. And a lot of people, this would be one of their most annoying, but I just makes me laugh every time I hear it. I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Really?
mainly because it was like really popular, like growing up. And I just have memories of this song. Like in high school, in our French class, we would go caroling. We would do all these carols in French, and that was how we did it. And because it was French class, and we begged our teacher to help us learn that one in French. And
wow.
So I can actually still sing that one in
Let's
French.
Hear it.
Yeah.
Je veux ni papa pour Noël. Je veux ni papa pour pas de poupée, pas de bébé. Je veux ni papa pour qui sait vraiment jouer. And I can keep going.
Host the intro of Boggy Talk, Jordan Renna, would be very proud.
Yes, she would be very proud.
She's a French teacher.
She is.
Yes.
So that one is just makes me laugh every time. Yeah. And it's just happy. It's like a happy song. It is really, I mean, if you listen to it over and over, it's very annoying. Her voice is so grating, but also.
We won't be singing that, right?
I think
so. I thought it was a dude.
No, girl song.
Oh,
like a girl.
Okay.
It's a little girl.
It's a girl song.
I mean, it's a girl song. I think so.
I thought it was like a teenage boy.
Yeah.
Maybe it is.
Sometimes teenage boys and girls.
That's true. Man, flashbacks to like middle school before my voice changed.
I know.
But I said, like, this is Wyatt, and you're like, this is her son.
I remember that.
Oh, no. Did that happen?
It happened to me, too.
Yeah, back when people had home phones, you know.
Oh, no.
You'd answer the phone, and you'd be like,
Donna?
Hello?
No, it's James. I'm a real boy. All right, number five.
Wow, okay. You guys are going to hate this one, and I'm still not sure. I think it's just nostalgic. Also, Amy Grant. Tender Tennessee Christmas.
Oh,
I don't
know
these songs.
Well, I know there's more snow up in Colorado than my roof will ever see. But
my
a tender Tennessee Christmas.
She only played Amy Grant, and so I think it's all like nostalgia.
Because it was like your mom. Because it was because she was a Christian, and she could sing secular songs and it'd be okay, probably.
She was also friends. She went to high school with. Well, she went to high school with one of the producers of Amy Grant's first husband. And so, like, we went to, I think that's why. There was just a connection there. So we listened to a lot of her stuff.
Yeah.
So,
my number five is Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah.
Okay. What a,
I love Little Drummer Boy.
It is so good.
And that's
there's
like secular,
good versions
but not
of it.
Too, you know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You, it's good.
Are you guys doing that this year? Have you decided?
We have decided.
Okay. Did you do it this past Sunday?
Drum roll. See what you did there. We're going to let people wait and either be excited or disappointed. And that could be whether we do it or not, whether you like it
or
not.
Are you going to make PT dress up as the Little Drummer Boy? He kind of has that vibe.
He does have
that vibe.
Sure.
And I'm going to paint little things on his cheek. I'm not going to paint him. I'll get Rachel to do that. That'd be awkward.
She would do it.
She absolutely would do that.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's really funny.
Got a new name for
PT. The visual.
Okay. Your number five.
My number five. We sang it this past Sunday. O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. I love it. It's so
good.
It's just the lyrics are so great.
I almost put that on mine.
If I had an honorable mention, that it's not really a classic, but there is an old Michael W. Smith Gloria. Oh, it's called Gloria, and you hear that, and it's actually it's great. I love that one. It's probably on this. You know, when he and Amy Grant did a bunch of stuff back in the whatever 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
It's just a good one. There's a lot of like electric synth, like back 80s yeah. and 90s vibe just, in it. It's kind of, it was just kind of cool
you
again.
With this little perm listening to Amy Grant.
No perm. I do okay. love Amy Grant. Okay. That's for sure. Chris was going to take me as a surprise for our anniversary, and I was like, it's okay. We don't. I love Amy Grant, but not that much.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
Now, so, yeah.
Yeah, your top five are pretty bad.
Yeah.
I was warned that they would be kind of bad.
Chris, my husband, warned everyone that they were bad. Yes, he was like, very shocked,
so
actually.
I'm excited to hear your worst five.
Yeah. If
are
those
we
are your best,
well?
So are your worst.
Can we count down? Can we do like fifth worst, fourth worst, third worst, verse? What, you know what I meant.
Verse.
Okay.
Fifth
okay.
worst, fourth. So you're starting us off, Kelly?
Which one's my fifth worst?
Yes.
Okay. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Okay.
Mm, yeah.
Santa Claus is coming. Because
Santa's a creeper, and that he sees you when you're
sleeping. No, that's not
sleeping.
The same song, is it?
He knows, yeah. You better watch out. You better
oh,
watch
yeah,
out.
It is
yeah,
that
it
one.
Is. Okay.
He sees you when, yeah, he knows when you're awake.
Yeah,
he knows if
weird.
You've been battered.
I mean, yeah.
So be good for weird. Goodness sake.
And I think some of the versions
like
are annoying, too. Yeah, I don't
yeah.
like this.
This is true. Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. That's a kind of annoying yeah. one.
My number five is a tie because these are two creepy Christmas songs.
I bet we have the same one.
And Santa Baby is one of them. What's so weird?
Yeah.
And like kids are like
singing it. Like,
and
please.
She's a gold digger.
Can we I'm just like not have kids sing that song anymore?
Yeah.
Ever at a, at a like an elementary school performance?
I
like,
think
can
that's who Kanye
with?
West was talking about when he had the song Gold Digger. Please do not go listen to that song. And also tied with Baby It's Cold
yeah.
Outside, which
yeah.
is not a Christmas song.
Yeah.
Why is it a Christmas song?
Because it's cold.
And like, I know there's debate.
There's
actually,
snow.
Facebook memories. Reminded me a few years ago when I had like commented about somebody probably left the church over this commented about how that song is kind of creepy and like people were like you are woke
mad.
They didn't say that but
yeah.
like but I'm like no it is the like the lyrics are like
yeah
and so okay so let's say it's just he's not trying to be aggressive he's just trying to be you know he loves her and he likes her and he wants her to say I'm then Christians are defending it. Christians, you shouldn't be having sex outside of marriage.
Doesn't right. he slip something in her drink, I thought?
Yeah, it says
what's
something
in
about...
the drink? Just
okay,
alcohol.
Okay.
Yeah. Alcohol, I mean.
Yeah,
oh,
still.
See, I thought...
Yeah.
It's like the, it's
but
like
also...
The egg, it's like the eggnog
that's
in the drink. Okay,
yeah.
That's what he's going to say when he drinks the eggnog from the Moretti. Say, what's in this drink?
What's in this?
Anyway, sorry. But like, it's... Yeah.
It's a little edgy.
Again, it's just
yeah.
funny that Christians defend it,
yeah,
too. I'm like,
it is funny.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I had Baby It's Cold Outside as my fifth worst, so
okay.
yeah, I'll just – we'll go ahead and keep going because of all the reasons. All
right, Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah, that is so – that is annoying. Yeah. I didn't make my bottom five, but it is very
Jingle
yeah.
Bell, Jingle Bell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number four is, for me, is Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney.
Dude, I have that on my list.
It's terrible.
Because I don't remember it.
Simply having
oh, yeah.
a wonderful Christmas. It's basically –
it's got like synth
it's like,
going on in
uh-huh.
yeah, yeah.
It's like, what is the tempo of the song? I kind of think – when they wrote that song, the
they
Beatles,
were high.
They were just all high.
And
they were like,
eggnog.
We're so popular. We can, I think they were like, hey, guys.
It was Beatles. It
we
was just
need
Paul
to
McCartney.
Or he's just like, I can do whatever I want, and people will buy it.
Yeah.
And here we go. I need a Christmas song.
And people would be like, this sucks. He'd be like, let it be. They're like, never mind. We forget you. It's a great song.
Yes.
Is that your number four also or no?
It was not number four. I had it as my second worst.
Okay.
Because
well,
it just annoys
you
me.
Can...
Oh.
So I'll
okay. So then I also don't like Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. I don't know.
Rocking around
yeah.
the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
I guess I just don't like
those are all
peppy.
Kind of mid. I wouldn't
yeah.
put them as
those
worse,
are like 50s, 60s, right? Like,
I guess.
Yeah, that
yeah.
kind of vibe. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rocking around. Yeah.
I
just
like
think of Home Alone. Yeah.
You got the home, the Santa. That,
I
like,
think it, I was.
I love that movie,
that scene.
But
yeah.
I don't.
My,
like that
my
song.
Number three is Do They Know It's Christmas?
Come on, dude. You
wow.
copied my list. That's my
you
number
know what
wow.
song I'm talking about in Africa.
Okay.
Right?
So
say it again. Cause...
I'm going to. Yes. I actually. These are the lyrics. I was like, this is why this song is terrible. So it was written like. And in response to, it was by, I can't remember, World Aid or something, to raise awareness of the famine going on in Ethiopia in the mid-80s. So they get a bunch of celebrities together, because mm-hmm. what is better to raise awareness of famine than a bunch of celebrities singing a
with
song?
With Michael Jackson and some other people.
And, okay, so there's a line in there that says, bring peace and joy this Christmas to West Africa. But Ethiopia is in the east of Africa. So not only are we like using our, are we like trying to prop ourselves up with, we didn't even get the geography
it's,
right
yeah.
in the song.
Yeah.
But like,
and no, they don't know it's Christmas. They're Muslim nations.
Right. But Ethiopia, but
are you saying we should evangelize them?
Right. I'm like, but Ethiopia actually like has a longer church Christian history than
oh, yeah,
the
yeah.
West,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, right. West
and it's
Africa,
for Ethiopia,
I mean,
but West
yeah,
Africa.
Yeah,
yeah. So, but the lyrics. There's a world outside your window. It's a world of dread and fear where a kiss of love can kill you, and there's death in every tear. So
they don't have windows.
I'm like, a
they have
kiss.
Huts.
I'm like, what is kiss of death? I mean, AIDS. Kiss of love AIDS. Killing you. AIDS. And I'm like, but. Oh. And they, but it's West Africa. Yeah.
Do you know Tiny Tim did a song called Santa Got AIDS?
Yes. I looked that up. Okay. I was researching. I was like, I need some memory. I was like, Tiny this Tim. Song is just Tiny so Tim. Bad.
And like from A Christmas Carol?
No, that's, oh. that's
it's like
tiny.
The Wait, yeah. rapper Tiny Tim, right?
No. He was like a singer. Like, no.
I don't know. That just sounds like a rapper name.
Oh, you. That does kind of sound like
that, doesn't it?
Oh, sweet
my
Justin.
Goodness.
Oh,
you know.
Sweet Justin. And Kelly.
That's right.
From but Justin to Kelly, you both don't know that.
That's a movie, right?
Oh,
that's,
no, you got
I know
it.
That
I
movie.
I was going
to
say that
I
as many
it.
Times as I could.
I did.
American
just put
Idol
it together
movie.
That it was from Justin to Kelly like 2 weeks
so,
ago.
So anyway, I got major beef with that song because I'm just like.
Tiptoe through the tulips. That's Tiny Tim.
I'm like, so maybe the proceeds of that song went to, but I'm like, how many of your celebrities did so? Who anyway?
Yeah.
Anyway,
a lot of
there's my saltiness about that song.
Culture.
I'm like,
thank
if you're,
you
if you're raising awareness for a famine in an East African nation, let's not call it West Africa. Mm-hmm. So,
all right, my second one is All I Want for Christmas Is You.
No, that's a great one.
Oh, whoa.
I don't like it.
You don't?
No.
This is bad list.
I mean,
this is my bad list.
All I Want for Christmas Is You. I don't know
I
that
don't
you
like
and Christy
that
Ross
one.
Can be friends
I
anymore.
Think
oh.
that Mariah Carey's bots on the internet are going to take this episode down.
I
now.
Think that's why.
It is
I think
everywhere.
The last two are my are Mariah Carey, and she just kind of gets on my nerves.
Yeah,
after a while.
I mean, she is now the, I guess, self-professed queen of Christmas because of that song. So
my number two is Happy Christmas or Happy Xmas, The War Is Over by John Lennon. So another, like the Beatles just trying. Oh, I can't even sing how it goes. It's so bad. Mm. I think Yoko Ono was with him on it, too.
I don't even, I can't even.
And it's like on like all these Apple Music playlists, and it's just, you know what song that is? The War Is Over. Oh, it's so bad.
All right. I'm going to upset some people with this one.
Your number two?
Christmas Shoes.
Is your number two?
Yeah.
Is that your number one?
Well, no, Do They Know at Christmas Time It All was my number one. We already said it. So mine are all out of order now, but Christmas Shoes. Can't, it's just...
It's my worst also.
Let's just make people cry.
But somebody likes that.
Some people like that.
No, so we talked about that,
I want
right?
to buy these shoes.
Didn't you
I do
play
have,
it?
I played,
played
it. I, play, I snuck it in
okay.
softly at the end of one of our Christmas Eve services on the piano because somebody like love hates it as well.
Okay.
Like,
gotcha.
I just hate it.
I just remember riding in the car and that song coming on. My dad, who's the he's such a softy.
He
was just
bawling.
Crying. Oh, yeah. And it is like because he loves his mom.
It's
like,
so stupid.
His mom, my grandma was the best, you know. And
it's
so,
like if This Is Us became a song.
Yeah. This is
like how can we make people cry in a song?
Yeah.
kind of, sort of.
That makes sense.
All right.
Okay. You guys are probably going to hate this, that I hate this, but Last Christmas.
Oh.
I don't like that song.
That's an annoying song.
Yeah.
It gets stuck.
I like
stuck.
Last Christmas.
Sorry.
I gave you my heart.
Yeah. Oh. All right. My out of order, my last song on the least favorite is, there's a little Easter egg thrown out earlier in this episode, Funky Christmas by New Kids on the Block. If you listen to that, it's so bad. Have a funky Christmas. Yeah. And then they rap. But they're not really good at rapping. So, yeah, if you listen to New Kids on the Block, Funky Christmas, it's terrible.
Sounds bad.
Mm-hmm. It is. All right. Well, okay, so we talked about songs. Hey, real quick, movies. What's your favorite Christmas movie, worst Christmas movie? You guys have any?
Oh, worst and favorite?
Yeah, worst and favorite.
I have my favorite
Say
Can
both and
quick,
let me guess
on
which one's the worst and which one's
favorite,
the favorite.
My favorite are top five, Charlie Brown Christmas,
oh, that's a
Polar
good
Express, Elf, Home Alone and Home Alone 2 in no particular order.
I've never seen Polar Express in its entirety. Sorry. I didn't.
Hot,
I haven't.
Hot chocolate. You got it.
I
put that
I
one.
Should.
I don't like that one.
You don't like that
no,
one? It's kind of creepy.
I think
it
I had to watch
creepy.
It so many times when I taught elementary school.
Oh.
That's
yeah,
like the classic.
That makes sense.
We do that the last day of school. So.
I do love Home Alone. I love Elf.
Yes.
Charlie Brown Christmas. What a great gospel, like they have the Christmas story.
Yeah,
the end of that
I think
one.
That sentimentality is why it's there for me.
What's sad is like the animation of Peanuts has not carried itself over to the next generation, really. Because our kids are like, why are we watching this? Like, we grew up like watching that and loved it, but like our kids, even when they were
my
little
kids, liked it. We watched them all. Like the week of Thanksgiving, we like watched all the little holiday ones leading up to that
sweet.
One. And it was good.
Yeah.
Worst. What were your favorites?
Christmas with the Cranks.
Oh.
Home Alone.
Still haven't seen Christmas with the Cranks, but
what
he's told me about
it's
it.
It's a classic.
I love that movie.
It's kind of like
it.
The Wyatt movie that we watched.
Yeah.
And I don't, it's not,
it was on in my house.
It's really
day, but
cheesy,
it.
But it's kind of like, you know,
it's
it is
Tim
fun
Allen. Though. And again, yeah. Tim Allen's nostalgic,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Santa Claus, I love Tim. That's
so you really
Tim
like
Tim
Allen.
He's, he's a very good Santa Claus. She grew up watching Home Improvement.
We did Tuesday night. Me and my dad watch Home Improvement.
Yep. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
This is not a Christmas movie, but I always like to watch it during Christmas. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I think
okay,
it's because they have
yeah
that whole.
It says it's Christmas.
Yeah,
it's
winter.
Snow,
yeah,
yeah,
and yeah, yeah. It's always
Christmas
always
is
winter,
coming,
never
right?
Christmas.
Doesn't it say Christmas is coming?
No, it says it's always winter, never Christmas.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yep. Yeah. So those are mine.
Mm. Which is a great line. Wait,
that
what
a
great way
line
to describe.
There's so many great lines in it's those so movies, good those books, so yeah in the movies, but yeah.
They were
yeah
good.
All right.
What about you?
What about you? What do you like?
I don't like have like favorite Christmas movies. I mean, I like Elf. I like Home Alone. If it's, you know, other than that, like a lot of the classics haven't seen, like, and mm-hmm I kind of forget movies, like if I've seen it. So I'm sure that I would. What I don't like are like all these new Christmas movies that Netflix puts out. I'm like,
oh,
why
yeah
are we just, what are
why,
we even
why
doing?
Why is Hot Frosty crossed off of your list, right? Why did you like have that?
Never seen it. I don't even know what this is.
Christy knows the guy who wrote that.
Is this, what is this?
Wow.
Screenwriter, Hot
it,
Frosty.
It's
like
a Netflix.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm just like, we're just, it's, they're just kind of.
I don't think it's what it sounds. I don't think it's like that kind of Netflix movie, you know? So, but yeah.
Goodness.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Any other worst? What are your worsts?
I didn't write down worst, but.
I did. Yeah, I don't like Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people like that.
That one's funny. If you like, we actually talked about that one in Life Group last night because somebody had a shirt on that was like that. But they're like, only watch the like TV version.
Yeah,
if you're watching with your kids.
I know.
And I think that's what I watched
okay
the TV version.
Yeah,
and I thought, oh, this is so funny. And then because I saw it growing up, and then watched it. Not I was like, no, we are not watching this.
There should be a PhD dissertation done on conservative Christians and their love for that movie,
yeah,
and the paradox between their morality and their love for that movie,
yeah,
because there's so many people in this church and many conservative mm-hmm Baptist circles who like are so critical of like
movie
culture and smut and all that,
mm-hmm,
and then that's like their favorite movie.
That's funny.
And it's
yeah
really
maybe
raunchy.
They did watch the TV version.
Maybe so.
Know.
Yeah, I mean it's been on a lot and it's clean on TV, but there's when you watch the real one, you're like, man, this is not. And so
it is not.
Yeah,
it is not.
I
clean
also. I don't like It's a Wonderful Life.
Maybe they didn't have yeah VCRs.
Another
maybe
one
that's
I've not seen.
That's shocking
way
to me.
Yeah,
that you
just didn't.
That?
The huh Santa Claus is fine. It's like great background movie.
Like
for
the
me
old one, like
with
Tim
Allen.
Okay,
no,
yeah,
no, not
oh,
the
you don't
old
like
one.
Tim
terrible
Allen.
But like, first of all, Santa dies. It's like kind of a dark.
I forget.
What?
That's how he becomes Santa Claus because Santa Claus dies.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He does.
Like, man, I forget.
I'm like, oh, no big deal. I'm like, wait, Santa just died?
He fell off the roof or something?
Gosh, man, movies in the
right
80s and 90s didn't
this,
play
like
around with killing
yeah Baptist, like, sermon? We're killing Santa Claus here?
Oh, man.
I'll never be able to watch that the same now.
Yeah, that's true.
And he doesn't
that
have a funeral and,
no,
like, he just, next man up.
Take his place. Yep, for sure.
It's just kind of a weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do not like Christmas Story. I know that's probably getting me canceled, but like it's just.
Yeah, I mean, it's nostalgic, but also it is. I remember watching it for the first time being like, I don't
yeah
really like, it's just, what is the point kind mm-hmm of a movie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's funny things in it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I
it's,
agree
again, a good background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The pastor I worked with when I first was in ministry and in seminary, he loved it. And he like did a whole sermon series.
Yeah,
like
the leg
using
lamp on stage.
In the foyer, actually.
Wow.
Like, he like set up the foyer like with scenes mm-hmm from Main Street. That was kind of cool in the
that
church.
Is
but
cool. Why don't you guys do that here?
Yeah. I don't know. We
have
preaching
through Colossians.
Yeah, because we're not really doing
really
a Christmas teaching series.
I know. I have to keep like addressing that. I was like,
it's fine. It's
yeah
fine.
I can agree on Christmas Story. Yeah,
Colossians 1 is the Christmas story,
yeah,
man. 15 through 20. Yeah. That's what we're talking about on Christmas Eve. So.
That's true.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. Any other movies you want to hate on?
I think
right
we've covered them
okay
all.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right. We got a couple of games here we're going to play. The first is this. All right. We're going to test your knowledge of
oh, no
Christmas lyrics. So you
oh, boy,
at Boggy Talk or wherever you're listening, I want you to play along, and you guys see if you can beat James and Kelly in completing the lyric. Finish the lyric. So, I've taken some Christmas songs, and I'm going to give you the first or second
line.
Are
we on a team or against each other?
I think it's better if you're against against each other. So whoever can jump in with the right lyric first gets the point.
Ooh.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You should probably be doing this with him.
All right. So. Well, some of these, I was like,
he's
a
music guy.
But I also.
Oh, that's true.
Mr. Music Man. Yeah.
But I also just sometimes if I can't like. I just make up lyrics too. So if I can't remember it, and then I convince myself those are the right lyrics. So, for example,
glad you don't do that on Sunday mornings.
Yeah, I don't do that on Sunday mornings. That's why we have the screen.
Verify what you're saying is true.
Those are usually pretty locked in.
Yeah,
but
usually.
Oh man, that kills when if something happens on the back screen and you're like, I'm trying to feed the lines and sing the lines. It's hard. All right. So for example, if I said "Have a holly jolly," you would say.
Christmas.
There you go. Okay, that's not they're much more difficult than that. But all right. So number one. Oh Christmas tree, how lovely are your branches. Not only green in summer's heat, but also
say it again. Not only
green in summer's heat, but also would it help if I sung the line? Only green in summer's heat. But also
something in winter's beat.
Winter's beat.
No idea.
That's winter's beat. But also winter's snow and sleet. But also winter's snow and sleet. There you go. Okay, so that was a tough one to start with. All right, we're going to jump down. Maybe this one will be easier since we've sung it. All right. The first Noel the angel did say. Okay, so the next line. Who hath made heaven and earth of naught, and with, can you finish the line?
First, no.
Who hath made heaven and earth of naught, and with his.
Glad tidings. I don't know.
Glad tidings. With his glad tidings.
These are difficult. I don't know.
And with, I'll give you the next line. And with his. Blood.
Shed.
Really? Okay.
Shed.
So I'll sing the rest. And
was
who
that
hath
right?
made heaven and earth of naught, and with his blood mankind
was bought.
Got anything
hath
better?
Brought.
It's hath bought.
Oh,
so you both,
oh I was close.
You both get a half point.
I think we're on the same team
there
here.
You go.
Get, okay. How about you join your forces?
That's
right.
Hurting us right now.
So, all right. That's it.
Boggy
now
Talk
you guys
Nation.
Are unified. You can submit, you submit
Nation
your scores.
2, Kelly and James 0.
All right. This one,
Chris
right, so.
Is listening to this like, really?
Yeah, he's probably got them all correct.
He's got his Santa hat on at
work. All right, he's ready. All right. Good Christian men rejoice, with heart and soul rejoice. Give ye heed to what we say, Jesus Christ.
Is born? What song is
today.
This?
Today.
Today.
You
okay.
Go. You, great. You finished the lyric.
Right.
Good Christian men rejoice with heart and soul rejoice. Give you heed to what we say. Jesus Christ is born today.
Is this from Charlie and the Chocolate
this
Factory?
This is in the Baptist hymnal.
What song is that? Wow.
Obviously, it's in the Baptist hymnal because it's not Christian people. It's Christian men rejoice. Not.
Then why don't more of them rejoice when they sing?
I know. Why y'all's faces so long?
Seriously, what song is
why
that?
Why your hands still folded?
Help,
it's called Good Christian Men Rejoice is the name
of
the song. All right. So if you're keeping score, that's 0.75. All right. I heard the bells on Christmas Day. All right. This is the next line I'm going to give you. And in despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song. It's the line.
Can you sing it?
Yeah.
You're going to have to sing.
I don't know these songs
in
at all.
In despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of.
I don't think I've ever heard of this.
Hate is strong and mocks the song of Saint Nicholas.
Hate is gonna hate.
What dark web did
I
you
know.
Get
these like well-known Christmas song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. That's like the last line of every verse.
What song is that?
I heard the bells.
Oh.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day. They're all familiar carols.
Yeah, no, I don't think I've heard that.
The last line is awesome. The last verse. Then peal the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor does he sleep.
See, I go to a church where my worship leader only does like the standard hymns.
No.
So are these all hymns?
These are like, no. These are like on the radio too. All right.
What radio are you listening to?
I don't know. Just okay. Just listen to so I don't know, just good Christmas songs. All right. Here. Let's softball it. Hopefully it's it's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be
glowing when loved ones are near.
Yeah, okay, look at you guys. You one. Got it.
I know the secular ones.
There you go.
That was on my top list.
They are more well known. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Okay. Let's go back. This one's going to be too hard. Maybe. We'll see. It came upon a midnight.
I know this song, actually.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sing the line. Maybe that'll help.
It came upon
a midnight clear. That
glorious song up above.
Close. That glorious song
above.
Of old.
Of old. Yeah. Okay. Good job. All right.
I need the lyrics on the screen.
There you go. That's right. I'm going to keep going. You got that part. From angels bending neath the earth
to hear the angels sing.
Rhymes with old. From angels bending near the earth
to something streets of gold. Streets of gold.
Gold is the right word.
I don't know.
To touch their harps of gold.
Oh, harps.
Because the harps are golden.
I thought it was hearts.
No.
Yeah, you're harps. Right. That would have
yeah,
made sense.
I know, right? Hearts of gold. Yeah. Hearts of gold, their harps. All the angels play harps, right? Okay.
Did they say harps or hearts?
Do they have gold hearts?
Harps.
As well?
Like string. All the angels playing harps, I guess, in heaven. I don't know. All right. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, there's a tree in the Grand Hotel.
Something, one in the something as well.
Yeah, one in the one-syllable word.
Hall.
Think about New York City. Think about Central
Park.
Yeah, one in the park as well. The sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. I did not know that last line. So, okay. All right. We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We travel afar. Field and fountain.
Lay?
No.
Lay?
I don't know.
Something in mountain?
Yeah.
Following yonder star.
Yeah. Okay. So it's field and fountain, moor and mountain.
Oh, it's a moor.
It's like marsh, I guess.
I clearly don't listen.
This is funny. All right, we're almost done.
Terrible.
No, our listeners have 400, and you guys,
we are
3. It's okay.
Listen, to be fair,
if you were doing Christmas movie quotes, I would have a negative score.
I would be doing well, which is purposely why
I didn't do Christmas movie quotes. I would have a negative score. So, all right, your favorite song. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There's just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I don't need to.
I have no idea.
I don't need to.
Something my own.
Dude.
I don't need to marry Nick Cannon.
Because I am a baller on my own. Yeah. I don't need to hang my stocking there upon the fireplace. That's the line. All right.
Wow. Totally missed that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't care about the presents.
We're
underneath
really bad
the Christmas
at this.
Tree.
Yeah.
I don't need to hang my stocking there upon the fire. All right. Next, moving on. All right. This is Jingle Bell. Another one of your favorites. What a bright time. It's the rock
time
to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time.
To go riding in a one-horse sleigh.
To rock the night away.
To go riding in a one-horse sleigh. There you go.
Isn't there a rock the night away?
I already sang that line.
Oh, darn.
All right, so James gets the point, and that's the last one, so you win.
All right.
Yay. Okay. All right, that went great. All right, so the next game. All right, this is like the game Password, okay?
That's what Bethel songs land. Because like they're like five words, right?
Yeah.
Versus
you don't have to, there's no
Who cares if there's any theology
sure
or...
Remember.
Okay, so you guys have to work together, and this is kind of like you guys are going to... Boggy Talk is going to need to like see if they can guess it before you. And Boggy Talk people, you keep your score. So you have
We're on the honor system here, Boggy Talk Nation.
All right, that's right. No cheating, but if you win, we want you to comment. I win. All right, so you're going to have a word. There's 12 in your stack, and you're going to have to give clues so that Kelly can guess these. And they're all related to Christmas, whether they're something from a story or a song. You can't say anything that's on this card, and you can't be like, it rhymes with this.
Okay.
So it's not. It's kind of like, it's just the game password, if you ever saw that. Or, yeah, there's lots of different names.
Game, right?
So, yeah, it's kind of like $25,000 pyramid.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Wow.
Inflation, that's probably like 75 now. All right, so are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. There's your stack. And then, Kelly, you will get to reciprocate
this is a lot of
after
cards.
This. All right. There's 12. Okay. There's 12 in your stack. And we're gonna time you to see how fast you can do this.
Okay.
So, all right. Here we go. And the timer.
So he's trying to get me to guess what word.
You're trying to guess what
so
is written.
I'm
trying
like
to say a word.
Taboo.
It can be a phrase.
It can be a word or a phrase. But everything is related to Christmas somehow.
Okay.
It could be a Christmas lyric. It could be a movie title. All right. Ready? Set? Go.
Mariah Carey song we keep talking about.
All I want for Christmas is you.
Yes.
There you go. All right. I'll get to your mic louder.
It's a reindeer. also,
Rudolph.
Also, like, it's an NFL play, like,
reindeer games.
Well, no, you just said reindeer games.
Oh,
the
you
next
said
one.
That's wow, what it was?
You, that,
okay.
No, that's not what it was.
Oh,
that
okay.
was the next
okay,
one.
This is one of the days of Christmas. It's a bird.
Partridge in a pear tree?
No, not that one. They're in water.
A dove?
No.
A swan.
What are they doing?
Swimming. Seven swans are swimming.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
It's a Christmas flower bush thing.
Poinsettia.
Yeah. He's a decoration. It's a
elf.
Play.
I love it.
He's like a little soldier man.
A drummer boy?
Not soldier boy.
A soldier. Tin man? No.
Pecans.
Nutcracker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Ebenezer Scrooge, this person.
Christmas Carol. Tiny Tim.
Visits him. And it's
oh,
not the future.
Father
the
Christmas.
Present.
Past.
So, spooky thing.
Scrooge.
Okay, you just said you didn't like this movie because you've seen it so many times. Hot Chocolate, Tom Hanks, creepy. It's on a train.
Polar Express.
The song that I said isn't a Christmas song. It sounds rapey. Creepy. Sorry.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah. Goodness. All right, coming back to that one.
I know which one that
Frosty
is.
Frosty has this in his mouth.
A pipe.
What kind? So not maize, but
marijuana
pipe.
Oh, I'm gonna break this chair.
Frosty, that's hot, Frosty. Okay,
that's
coming back
hot
to that
Frosty.
One. Okay, this is where the
tobacco.
Why would he put marijuana?
I'm dying.
Okay,
I'm
okay.
Dying.
All right, hold on. We gotta get all these. Okay, so this is where the deformed people go on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. They go to the.
People?
They go to the. Okay, so what are
the
all
the furnace?
Okay, no, not the furnace.
Okay, a body, a land mass surrounded
yes,
by
land
water
mass.
Is called a.
Yeah, yeah.
Ocean.
No. A land
no.
mass.
A mountain.
No. Hawaii is a
island.
Yes.
Okay.
So the island
of.
Of broken people?
No, but yes, but. What are the what are the
Christmas? I don't. I'm trying. I have no.
She can't.
This
I'm sorry.
Best.
This is bad.
Okay. This is
all right. Back to the
okay.
reindeer. Back to the reindeer.
Okay.
Just start naming reindeer.
Rudolph.
Okay. Not
you
Rudolph.
Know, Dasher and Dancer.
Dancer and Prancer and Princeton.
Princeton. That's a college.
Vincent.
It's close to that.
Vincent is not a reindeer.
Victor. I don't know. I don't know all the reindeer.
Okay, back to Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh boy.
We're
okay.
To call time.
What? We got to get these in 5 minutes. Ebenezer Scrooge. He's visited by three.
Yeah, spirits or ghosts.
Ghosts.
Ghosts of
yes.
Christmas Past.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wow.
Okay. Dun, 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 dun. I don't know if that's the right song.
Oh, that is.
Okay, first word. Not bad, but.
Good.
Second word, not a queen, but.
King. Good king. Kings. Good. Three good king.
No, no. Good king.
Good king.
And then.
It's a very unwell-known Christmas song.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is going to be a problem.
It's,
yeah.
We'll break the rules. It kind of sounds like
winsome.
Applesauce.
Kind of sounds like winsome. You don't know that one.
Good. Okay. Now.
Okay, back to Frosty's not marijuana pipe.
Oh, boy. Okay.
With okay. Pipe.
I don't know what else you smoke other than, like, tobacco or...
You eat it like you hold it with two hands and
corn.
Yes, yeah, corn. Corn. And the middle of the corn
is on a
the middle of it
cob.
Yeah,
corn cob pipe.
Yeah,
okay. I had never heard of that. Okay, in back my to the entire
island.
Life.
You already said island.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I gotta call time because it was Island of Misfit Toys from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
The reindeer. You
I do
not
remember that.
Blitzen.
Oh,
and Good King Wenceslas.
Never heard of that.
Wenceslas.
Isn't
Wenceslas?
That's why I said it rhymes with applesauce. It's Wenceslas.
It depends on where you're from.
Wenceslas.
Where did you find these things?
My head.
Oh, boy.
My head. All right. Okay.
I just want to know what version of Frosty the Snowman you grew up around.
I have to talk to your mom. Like, what were you showing your children?
Corn.
It's like some Seth Rogen Frosty the Snowman.
There probably is a version out there. Okay.
The prior high school teacher in me. I'm just going to say.
Okay. Funny. I hope you're still keeping score, Boggy Talk listeners, because the bar is really high. For you.
Okay, if I get really bad at this, then I'll
jump
this
in. I think this stack is probably
okay.
Not intentionally, but I do think this is probably a little easier. All Ooh. Right, in terms of descriptors. All right, so here we go. All right. Ready? Are you ready? Set, go.
The Nutcracker and play, and there was a little person that would fly around. I don't know if this is true.
I don't know anything
okay,
about the Nutcracker play. So
all right,
I'm
we'll
sorry.
Go back to that. Something
just
that,
sugar plum.
Oh, sorry.
You read the card.
Okay. This is something that Justin has never tried, but he's about to drink.
Eggnog.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Listening skills.
These make noise. They ring and
bells.
They,
jingle bells.
Yes, but what?
Silver bells.
Yes. Okay. What's Claus's first name?
Santa. St. Nicholas.
Okay, the first
Santa
one.
Santa Baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. You hang these by your fireplace.
Mistletoe?
To put things inside.
Stockings.
Yes.
Sorry.
Oh, wow.
Okay. We were just talking about him, his
Tim
formal
Allen.
Name.
St. Nicholas.
Yes. Okay. I don't know what that is. The people who knew exactly where Jesus was when he was born.
The Magi?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. It's going to be hard. Okay. Michael Van Sant.
Elf.
Yes.
Buddy the Elf.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Hold on. We're
he
in time.
He was going to cut off all the babies' heads.
Caesar. Augustus.
But in Jesus' time.
Herod.
Yes.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah,
sorry. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. We have four of these services coming
Christmas
up.
Christmas Eve.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
These are okay,
two more.
Yeah.
Let's
okay.
see.
I don't think I'm going to get these.
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
It's dun 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 dun. It's jingle bells like that. It's in that song.
Dashing through the woods, over the hills,
dashing
we go.
Through the snow, and one horse open sleigh over the fields.
Laughing all the way.
Da 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 da. You ring these.
Yep.
Bells
on bobtails.
Yeah, that's the bells on bobtails.
Okay. This is 10 of something, and they are jumping. It's
10 Lords of Leaping.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. That was much
easier. There you go. Well, the last card. Oh, that was a little better.
Wait, if we ever have to play this game for a staff thing, you're
okay.
staying in, and I'm.
All right. That's
what that means about the team, but
well,
you know.
That means I'm not a good guesser.
But you're a great
communicator.
But you're a great communicator. There you go.
I don't know. I don't know. The corn cob pipe thing, I think.
That was.
I don't think that was on me. I'm just going to say.
I agree.
Island of Misfit Toys. You
oh,
know.
Man.
We'll just
well,
leave it there.
Gosh. Hey, guys. I think you listening probably won, so go treat yourself to something.
Treat yourself.
But the last clue in that was strategic.
Christmas Eve
at church on Bayshore. So, yeah, we've got four Christmas Eve services at 2:30. 5
with kids ministry
and
at 5
6:30 mm-hmm. Yes, kids ministry available for kindergarten under at
5 o'clock,
so
and then
it's 6:30 and then we done so
we're done on Boggy Talk, right?
Yeah
this is
we're
it.
Taking a break until January.
We'll kick back off
something.
And beginning of January.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. 2025.
7th, right? Mm-hmm. January 7th.
Yeah, we'll kick back off in January with, you know, where we're jumping into the new year. We'll talk about that, and then we'll have some exciting content coming forward in the new year. So, anything you guys want to say to wrap this up that you didn't already say in your awesome game of Fast
Food? I think I am done. Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Use all your
Merry
words.
Christmas.
Use
and
all your words.
And to all a good new year.
Yes. Well, hey, thanks for being a part of this. Thanks for laughing with us. If you have any questions, comments, or after this episode, concerns. You can email them to kelly@churchonbayshore.org. And we look forward to being with you in the new year.
Thanks for listening to Boggy Talk. We are so glad you joined in the conversation. Go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss a beat.